AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Appearing before the House Judiciary Committee soon will be John Dean. He was White House counsel during the Nixon administration and was a star witness in the Watergate hearings.
I began by telling the president that there was a cancer growing on the presidency, and if the cancer was not removed, the president himself would be killed by it.
That is Dean from testimony in the 1970s. Meantime, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, says the Justice Department has agreed to turn over some of the underlying evidence from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, including files used to consider whether President Trump obstructed justice. President Trump is hinting there's more than meets the eye to their trade deal with Mexico. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
The president's been touting the deal since Friday, but has been stung by questions about just how much of it is actually new. He says Mexico's agreed to things beyond what was announced Friday, but in a CNBC interview would not say what.
We purposely said we wouldn't mention it for a little while.
Mexico's top diplomat says there's nothing to mention. No secret agreements between the two countries. The president could be talking about the idea of Mexico becoming a safe third country, making it harder for migrants passing through it from other places to claim asylum in the U.S. Mexico, though, has long resisted that idea. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president is complaining China has an advantage over the U.S. in their trade war because President Xi Jinping controls China's central bank while he must deal with a Federal Reserve that the president describes as very destructive. Police in Detroit say they've arrested a man considered a person of interest in the deaths of three women. D'Angelo Martin is facing charges in a separate case of sexual assault. Police Chief James Craig thinks he's the killer.
We believe, based on the work that's being done, that this suspect is tied into all the crimes, and we'll have more information soon.
Martin is due in court later today. This is AP Radio News. April turned out to be a big month for people looking for a job.
The Labor Department says employers hired the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was largely unchanged. That's all evidence that the job market remains solid. Businesses filled just under 6 million jobs in April, 4.2% more than March, and the most since records began in December 2000. The report shows employers are confident enough about the economy to add staff, but there was one warning sign. The number of job openings has declined, which suggests demand for labor has softened. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Burger King is retraining workers in a Jacksonville, Florida area franchise. An employee was caught on video cleaning a table with a floor mop. A disgusted customer shared the video with a local TV station, complaining she had just eaten on that same table. Burger King apologized, saying the employee's actions were unacceptable. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.